800-560-7340. 800-560-7340.
A nationwide prescription drug database? Could be, as we hear from correspondent Bryant Thomas.
If legislatures agree, states already operating databases that can be searched for signs of prescription drug abuse will begin knitting together into what could become a coast-to-coast network. States are being asked to sign on to an agreement allowing police, pharmacies, and physicians to check suspicious prescription drug patterns. Right now, 34 states operate databases that monitor prescription drug abuse, and with good reason. Nationally, there were more than 27,000 overdose deaths from prescription medication in 2007, more than heroin and cocaine combined. I'm Brian Thomas.
A high-profile Canadian sports doctor has been formally indicted by a federal grand jury in Buffalo. Dr. Anthony Galea was charged earlier this year with smuggling unapproved drugs into the United States to treat professional athletes. He allegedly smuggled human growth hormone and other unapproved substances into the U.S. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, as on every Friday morning, is Joel Skousen. And Joel's going to keep us abreast of what's really going on. And ladies and gentlemen, the financial structure of the United States, indeed the financial structure of the entire world, is in real trouble. People don't understand the implications because, well, they have their pension funds. They think they're comfortably set. But, well, what happens if the monetary system gets into trouble? To your CDs, to your stocks, to your annuities, to your pensions, to your insurance policies. And so many people really don't understand the implications of what's taking place today. So I think Joel is going to talk about that and many other issues this morning. Joel, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. I was on the Alex Jones 24-hour interview money bomb thing last night just before you came on. How was your interview with Alex?
Oh, well, I always enjoy being on with Alex. He gave me about 20 minutes just to talk without interruption, so it was great. And I'm just so glad that he's raising funds. He's doing a great job reaching people across America with the same message you and I have, but he does it so well.
Yes, I was wondering how he was keeping up with that 24-hour marathon interview schedule, and it was by letting us run with the interviews without him participating for long periods of time. And so but it worked out fine. One of the things that I wanted to discuss on your show was when I was waiting for my interview to get picked up, they were having a pre-recorded interview with Webster Tarpley, and he was making some very interesting or strange for someone on, to be on Alex Jones' show of ideas about stimulus monies. And I had always suspected that Tarpley had come from somewhat of a left background before, that it wasn't purely you know, on the constitutional conservative side, because he was trying to make the case that you could have unlimited money creation and it wouldn't be harmful as long as you were putting it into infrastructure in the United States. And so he started going on and saying, well, we need to redo all of our freeways, and we need to redo all of our bridges, and we need to do it right away. Just pour billions and trillions of dollars into this, and this would re-stimulate the economy. It wouldn't be harmful. And then he started talking about a maglev rail system that we had to put all across the United States. And then he started talking about exploration in outer space. And, you know, as I told Alex when I got on, I said, you know, where's the end of this? You know, he claims that this isn't a problem because it's going into infrastructure. But I said, you know, what he, in going on and adding and adding and adding to his list, brings us to the realization there isn't any limit to what people can invent in terms of infrastructure. And it is damaging because it is theft, even if it's for something that we would all deem beneficial, which I would hardly agree about outer space exploration. But even if we only limited it to highways and ports and other types of things, the point is you can't just start to pour that kind of money without creating the wealth that pays for that, because it is robbery of every existing dollar that's in our pockets. Even if it's done for something beneficial, it's taking from our money and diluting it, creating the inflation tax. There is no free lunch, but he talked about it as if this was totally harmless, totally fine within the principles of liberty, and I just was amazed at that.
Well, you know, there are people, they call them greenbackers, and they have this. I know I've had Ellen Brown on my program. I like Ellen very much, but I think this is a totally fallacious concept. Just go ahead and print money and create wealth as long as you do it responsibly. Well, that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. I mean, he took a destitute country in 1933, and he turned it into a vibrant economy, of course, with a lot of help from the West. But he just, you know, went right ahead and printed money. And they did build wonderful highways. I was there. I saw the autobahns and the infrastructure. But what at a terrible cost.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that when inflationary pressures hit very, very hard, and we had a series of panics in the economic history of the United States, when they would inflate the currency, there was the panic of 1836, and there was other panics about every 10, 15 years, a boom-bust cycle created strictly by printing and creating money. And it's much easier to get that hyperinflation boom effect when the economy is small. But as the American economy has grown and productivity has increased, government has been able to get away with this printing of money to a much, much larger extent. Even today, people don't realize with so much money that they've created over the past century, in essence, you know, doubling and tripling our money supply worldwide and spreading it all around, they can get away with a lot of inflation without it showing up as detrimental. And even, and that's why I've said, you know, even with the massive amount of inflation that they're doing now, to the tune of, you know, 4 to 13 trillion, depending on how you calculate it or account for it, nevertheless, it's eventually going to show up as destructive inflation. And you just can't get away with this. It is wrong, whether it's done a little bit or a lot. It's just that it takes a long time to show up once you've built a huge monetary base. And so it gets people the illusion that there's a free lunch. But as I'm talking about in today's World Affairs Brief, fiat money is the greatest fraud ever. And but it's deceptively attractive. There's no incentive, virtually no incentive to stop, because, in fact, the only bad thing that comes about is when, in fact, it finally collapses. Everything else appears to be good until it falls apart. I mean, for example, government gets to spend without having to raise taxes, which makes taxpayers happy. It makes the government happy. Citizens, in turn, get to be recipients of dozens of government benefit schemes, health care, education grants, education loans, food subsidies, welfare benefits, and they don't appear to have to pay for these things. So it becomes addictive. The trouble
is, we can even fight wars on borrowed money. That was the beauty of Vietnam. We could send our boys over there. We could have all that 8-10 year war, and we didn't have to pay for it. We just borrowed the money.
And that's why I'm in favor of not only declared war, but that you pay as you go, and you make people pay the taxes of it, because that's the surest way to get people to protest and say no more is to have them pay for it. And when you delay the payment through debt, then you
we'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
In Washington, out-of-control politicians pile up mountains of debt. They pass trillions in new spending, unprecedented government intervention in our economy. They're chipping away at your rights, chipping away at our freedom, and now they're chipping away at the Second Amendment. They're surrendering precious sovereignty to global organizations, like the United Nations, surrendering our freedom. But you can stop them right now. On November 2nd, vote Ken Buck for Senate. Ken Buck has the courage to defend our Second Amendment rights. Ken Buck will defend our freedom. That's why Ken Buck has been endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Vote freedom first. Vote for Ken Buck. The National Rifle Association Political Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Find us on the web at nrapvf.org. That's nrapvf.org.
Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, Joel, is talking about the fiat money system, and basically it can work fairly well for a time as long as you keep contracting, as long as you expand the economy and then contract it, expand it and contract it. The banks do that all the time. They expand the money supply, then they contract it, and then they foreclose on the businesses and the commercial developments and the farms and the homes, and of course, you get the transfer of wealth from the people to the banks, and that's how the game is played, and that's exactly what they're doing today. People don't understand the banks are intentionally not going ahead. They have plenty of money, but they're not lending it out, and they've actually constricted the amount of money of the multiplier of creating money through the fractional reserve system. They're doing that intentionally, and they know what they're doing, but of course, the average individual doesn't understand. He thinks that this is just happening. It's not. I believe it's being done intentionally. What are your thoughts?
Well, I actually do believe that these derivatives were credit default swaps were created specifically. I mean, these mortgage-backed securities were created specifically to be able to make billions of dollars in the reselling of products that had no other value than to mark up, and they knew that these things, the fact that they hedged on the downside of these mortgage packages, meant that they were going to make sure they profited on either side of these things. In fact, derivatives are a tremendous scam. They're an insurance scam because, in fact, there's no money to back it up. We have at least $500 trillion in derivatives that there's been no money printed or no money created to back those things. I mean, it's just backed on the word of these bankers would issue these derivatives. And, of course, that caught up with AIG, and we bailed them out, and that was just criminal, in fact, to do that. They should have gone to jail for issuing insurance policies without any way to back it up. But instead of that, they got bailed out so that we actually gave the money to back up their derivative contracts. It was just criminal. As I say, all of the short-term and long-term benefits of these, of money creation, create multiple perverse incentives to continue the scheme. Everyone has an incentive to keep it going, even those of us, you know, whose money is in the bank, and if all of the stuff collapsed, you know, our accounts would go away, and we have an incentive to keep what we've done because, in fact, we traded good labor for our money. They created it out of nothing, but when we accepted payment in dollars, we created it at full value to the labor that we put into it. And so it does have value to us because we've invested our labor in those dollars. But that's what's so evil about even the mortgage schemes, that the banks are able to get free money from the Fed, actually not quite free. They get it at the discount window at a lower interest rate. They're able to loan it out at a higher interest rate and collect the difference. And so it's actually free money. It used to be, you remember, you know, Stan, in our day when we were just starting out buying our first house, you go to the bank and they have to say, well, we don't have any money to loan right now. We have to wait till somebody else pays off their loan. That all changed when the Fed opened up the spigots and the discount window and allowed banks to go and borrow from the Fed, loan it out 90%, keep 10% of the reserve, and keep, you know, going back to the banks and getting more money and loaning it out. It became an eternal font of new money to be able to loan to people. And so the only thing that restricted these loans was until you ran out of people who could qualify for loans. And then they started reducing the qualifications so that more and more people could qualify so they could keep churning out this money. And it was meant, anyone in the process could have seen, you know, this isn't going to last. What do we do when we run out of these types of mortgage people? And sure enough, they did, and that's when the collapse was coming. There were a few people who predicted and said, look, we're having declining returns. There's declining numbers of people that qualify. We've, you know, bent the rules as far as we can. This isn't going to turn out well at all, and it didn't. Well, everyone, as I say, has an incentive to keep it going, hoping to collect our profits and squirrel them away before some Ponzi scheme collapses. That's why gold and silver are in such demand and why smart people are taking possession of their precious metals and not letting the investors keep it. Because they don't keep it. There's nothing there, just paper. We're now entering the stage where everyone knows the game is rigged. That is, in terms of fiat money. Every nation has fiat currency. There's not a single gold-backed currency in the whole world. And one nation is trying to outprint the other to get the last value out of devaluation. Now you say, what's the value in devaluing your currency? Well, it's the idea that you increase demand for your export products, and you can work your way out of a recession by stimulating all of this export demand for your products before it all comes crashing down. It's a race to the bottom. And right now, China's winning that race in terms of, you know, devaluing its currency, and everyone's complaining and putting sanctions on China, but we're all doing the same thing. As Cogent Gary North put it, the federal government will default. This is not a matter of intellectual speculation. There's no question that Medicare or Obamacare will break the bank. There will have to be cutbacks in spending. The promises will not come true, and that's what people need to understand. The promises of ultimately getting all this money from Social Security and Medicare cannot come true. There's just not enough money to pay for it as more and more people get onto the benefits. And the same is true for Social Security. FICA taxes today are not sufficient to cover the expenses. It went into default at the end of fiscal year 2010. And now there are projected on-budget deficits of $1 trillion a year between now and 2020. There'll be at least $2 trillion a year by 2015. So it isn't going to stay steady at $1 trillion a year, at which time the government forecasters cease to offer forecasts because, in fact, after 2020, we get pretty close to eating up all of the taxable income in the United States just with the interest on the debt. And as Ben Bernanke reminded us on October 4th, these deficits are unsustainable, and yet they do nothing but continue to go in the same direction. you know, Richard Russell said it very plainly. He said, you know, comparing the Fed to Bernie Madoff, he said, you know, the one's a piker compared to our government. They've cheated generation after generation of Americans. We've lost 95% of our purchasing power since the Fed began, and the Fed and money by fiat are doomed. Surging gold tells us, says Richard Russell, the payback. It's payback time. Greenspan understood gold, turned to be a liar and a traitor to his libertarian background. Richard Russell says, I don't think Bernanke even understands gold. And that's absolutely untrue. Bernanke perfectly understands gold, and that's why the Fed continues to harbor gold, and that's why between central banks, they only gold matters. They ship gold one to another because that's the real money between the people who are at the top. The paper money's for the rest of us. But Bernanke's on a freight train that even the Fed can't stop now. The Fed has still got a lot of ammunition in terms of paper money, and that's why it's not going to come crashing right away soon. I really strongly believe they can continue to milk this by carefully measuring the amount of the inflation to keep it out of hyperinflation. They can, you know, the sheer volume of dollars outstanding guarantees that they can inflate yet more trillions without showing up as hyperinflation. And that's what they're intending. Look at the IMF proposing this week as their solution to the debt problem, more spending and hence more debt. They're talking about $1 trillion that has to be refinanced in the next 24 months. And they're talking in the IMF that governments need to recapitalize. Well, what they mean by recapitalize is not to tax and take away, you know, real assets from their citizens. They're talking about recapitalization through paper money, and that's not true recapitalization. But they're clearly talking, let's inject fresh equity into the banks, particularly in Spain, Germany, and the United States. You notice they didn't mention, you know, Greece. And Germany's the powerhouse of Europe, and the fact that it is needing recapitalization means that even the financial powerhouse of Europe has spent all of its money in bailing out Greece and others and needs to be propped up further. Of course, all of this propping up merely postpones the reckoning and solves nothing. What about the talk we hear about replacing the dollar with a basket of currencies? Well, that can't happen unless there's an equal rate of inflation agreement between the various currencies. And that's unlikely now that every nation is in the midst of a war, a currency war, to the bottom, that is, of devaluing their currency, trying to see who can more quickly debase their currency faster than the other to revive their economy with cheap exports. It was very interesting to look at Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's convoluted statements to the IMF. He was decrying these competitive currency devaluations, and he made several statements that Casey Research did an interesting translation to, and I'll give you an example. Geithner started out by saying, global rebalancing is not progressing as well as needed to avoid threats to the global economic recovery. Translation, the global economy is screwed, and given that there's no actual mechanism for global rebalancing, Geithner could just as well have been talking about Easter bunnies. I mean, it's a brilliant comment. What is global rebalancing? That means, you know, I think what he's getting at, of course, is that everybody needs to balance their inflation rate somewhat evenly. But there's no mechanism for that. This is just, you know, a little bit of arm twisting. China, of course, has not responded to any of the entreaties to you know, stop debasing their currency. And they turn around and say, well, who are you to lecture us about debasing our currency? Look what you're doing. He talks about our initial achievements. Translation, we are the masters of the economic universe, and if Geithner thinks that exacerbating a horrific global sovereign debt problem by doubling up on that debt, if he thinks that is our initial achievement, then be afraid, people. Be very afraid of what's coming next. Geithner then says, at the risk of being undermined by the limited extent of progress towards more domestic demand-led growth in countries running external surpluses, now that's economic jargon that needs translation, China, they're really talking about, you know, China, which has got export surpluses, it's the only country that does. China's leadership needs to wave its magic communist wand Model 2010 over the world's second largest economy and instantly transform it from an export-led economy to an import economy. Well, that just ain't going to happen. I mean, China knows darn well that its wealth comes from attracting all the monies from the world and grinding out cheap products for the world. And in fact, even Japan can't resist dealing with China now because they're so much cheaper than the production level in Japan. Korea and Singapore are probably the only two that are doing all their own internal work. Even Taiwan is shipping a lot of the stuff to be into Japan. And it's not something that they can really resist, because if you're going to play in the marketplace, you can't afford to produce with expensive labor when you have products being produced of more or less equal value at a much cheaper price. The market will kill you. It's just like a farmer saying, well, I'm not going to take the government subsidies. He cannot deal in the marketplace on that basis, because other people get to deal at a lower cost margin because they're getting the subsidy. And so the farmer who out of principle says, I'm not going to deal with the government subsidies, has to go out of business. That's the sad thing, is that these subsidies, which are creating money out of nothing, actually destroyed the free market. And it corrupts people in the sense that they can't even stay in business unless they play along with the game. So it corrupts our own constituency.
And that was really so interesting. President Obama keeps talking about, we're going to have green energy, and we're going to have solar energy, and we're going to create all these jobs. Well, basically, the solar panels that are used, almost all of them used in America, are produced in China, and they can produce them so much cheaper there because the government subsidizes it. We can't compete with that because the government has tried to subsidize production here, but the Chinese will consistently undersell us, not only because of the labor, but because the government over there is subsidizing it with the money that we've given to them under one guise or another through our massive deficits. So they're going to be able to undercut us at every turn. And Obama is going to create green energy and lots of jobs, but most of them are going to be in China.
Well, we do a lot of solar design at our Secure Home Design Group, and I just did a cost-effective analysis of solar versus public power for a Georgia project, and which their power rate is about 7 cents per kilowatt hour. The solar system that we're designing, which is the latest and greatest, newest, most efficient panels, takes 200 years to pay off at 7 cents per kilowatt hour.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Divine Canine says the temptation to buy a loved one or a child the ultimate gift of a new pet may be more than you bargained for. Of the animals that are euthanized each year, many are holiday or uninformed purchases. Make wise decisions and always have your pets spayed or neutered. That's from Divine Canine at 1141 South Street. Not just another drop-off service, but your complete solution to caring pet sitting. They provide sanitized kennels, appropriate nutrition, indoor and outdoor yards, and quality dog training and pet grooming. For convenient drop-off times and affordable rates, call 303-464-1380. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you and subscribe to the World Affairs Brief.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And also on my website, people can get a rundown on all the top stories in the news. My research staff filters them so that you get the ones with the least disinformation and the best news. They also go through, of course, internet sites as well, which where you get a lot of the good information. There's a full range of good news out there, and so you get all of that by just going to worldaffairsbrief.com and pick the stories of interest and pass by those that you're not interested in reading. Also, a lot of archival material. My specialty is analyzing cover-ups by government as evidence of collusion and conspiracy to take liberty, and so I do give a detailed analysis everything from the 9/11 tragedy to Oklahoma City bombing and assassinations of President Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and others relative to what our government's doing to us. So that's worldaffairsbrief.com. Also, there's a list of the books that I have that I've written in my architectural career, The Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, and How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. And all those books are also available from Radio Liberty with an 800 number.
At 800-544-8927, just ask for Joel Skousen's books. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, what this means to all of us, that there's a race to the bottom going on. It's a fiat money system. They cannot back out of it now. There's too many benefits and to government and to people on the receiving end. It's going to have to go forward until it collapses. It would never. In fact, even if you had a currency backed by gold, do you know what would happen is that people would collect those bills, the gold-backed, and they'd stick them in their pocket, and they would spend the non-backed gold. Bad money always drives out good because people want to keep and not spend that which has value, especially if they have something to spend which they have every incentive to get rid of because it's being devalued. And that's why the only way to create a new currency that would stop this fiat mania is to simply prohibit forevermore the creation of fiat currency. And you know, if you do it unilaterally as one particular government like ours, then you refuse to accept their currency. You say, you give us a gold back, something with value, and we'll accept your currency. Otherwise, you have to deal in our currency, and you make everybody get our currency, and they have to give real value for it. So that's how you solve the problem. No one has an incentive to solve that because, obviously, that would slow the economy down permanently, and that's really what we need to have stability. I'm saying that what we have today in today's economy is really the real economy. We need to get used to this level of business. This is the kind of business level that you have when you don't. It's not spurred by debt. And this is how a real economy should work, and it does work. It can work. People are still out there making money. It's not as much as before, but it's enough to live on. And growth will occur slowly. If people cannot get loans for education and college unless that loan money is really available from someone else having produced excess profits, it would simply slow things down. You'd find a lot of people going to college and working to get through college. You'd find universities and colleges having to lower their prices because people don't have loaned money if they want to attract new students. Everything would get cheaper if you don't have this influx of money, including health care. You know, insurance is what drives health care costs up because the people who use it don't have any incentive. They're not paying for it. The insurance company is. So there's no incentive, you see, to hold the prices down. There's no incentive to be healthy, to have better nutrition because you're covered by insurance. These are perverse incentives which must be removed in society. And the easiest way to do that is not by force, but simply make sure that everything is paid by real money, real effort, and there's no false fraud or creation of money allowed to enter the economy. So tangibles, of course, like gold and silver, may be overbought. They may be high-priced right now. There will be price corrections. People haven't gotten into it. I recommend silver more than gold. Gold is just so expensive, and if you ever have to use it for barter someday, trying to get change for a $2,000 gold coin is going to be very, very difficult. Much easier to deal with silver dollars, for example, in the $20 to $25 range. You can more easily convince a person to take that as real money and get change for it than you can by having hugely expensive gold coins. Both of them have an upside. I think that even though it will be a correction, eventually they'll go much, much higher. So I think there's a guaranteed good investment there and a way of preserving your wealth. One of the reasons that guarantees that gold will continue to go higher is that there are billions of dollars in gold contracts coming out of the London gold markets and New York gold markets that are totally unbacked by any physical gold. They simply created contracts, promises to pay, because the markets claim, well, we've got the money to go buy gold, but there isn't enough gold out there to actually fulfill the contracts. Therefore, this is a Ponzi scheme, and eventually it will collapse. And there's already indications that people are demanding delivery, and that's why J.P. Morgan Chase has gotten back into the business of opening up their gold vaults in New York and establishing one in Singapore. They're starting to store gold for clients. But this also is not as safe as holding gold yourself. The old gold merchants used to transfer gold from one depository to another to make it look like they're using the same gold for two different purposes, and they can do that again. You simply can't trust these people who are part of this conspiracy to control the world's money. And can't even trust putting it in a safe deposit box because the fine print, and even though you may think you own it, if a bank goes down and gets shut by the FDIC, they take all the safety deposit boxes too, and you just can't get access to them. So there's no substitute for doing these things within your houses, and that's why our design business has gone up so much of people wanting to design secure facilities with houses and safe rooms and other things so that they can safeguard not only gold and silver, but also food supplies. I think there is a real risk someday of government coming in and confiscating people's excess food supplies. They'll designate it as hoarding. And it'll be, they'll talk about all the hoarders, all the Mormons who store food. Let's go collect that in the name of the government and redistribute it to the poor. It's unfair that they should have food and nobody else does. That's the kind of mentality that happens when you have a food shortage. And believe me, there's not a lot of food storage in the United States. All of our government warehouses have been emptied out, and they're not being replenished. We have probably a 30-day supply of wheat and corn and other things, depending on the time of the year. It's a very bad situation. Could end up being massive food shortages at any time that there's a real crisis. I mean, look at what's happening in France now, just with the strikes, public transportation and trucking and other things. And people run out of food very, very quickly. Now, we don't have the same powerful unions in the United States. They've been broken in large part many years ago, but still we see what the effect of long-term unionism with draconian powers given to them by government. I'm not against having voluntary unions, but the problem is when you have the power of government saying that you cannot hire around the unions, then you've given them excess power.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Attention experienced sales professionals. KHNC Radio is looking for strong, independent sales representatives to sell airtime. If you appreciate what KHNC stands for, you're creative, self-motivated, and can work independently and have a proven successful background in commissioned sales, please email your resume to Danette at AmericaNewsNet today. That's D-A-N-E-T-T-E at AmericaNewsNet.com.
Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan asks, how many times have you let a friend drive drunk? Studies show that a heavy drinker's chances of causing an accident are 25 times greater. Do your friends a favor and don't let them drive when drunk. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the listening audience with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Danette and the staff care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend and your patronage is valued. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, for the last segment, go right ahead.
Well, inflation actually is increasing a lot more than what the government says. On average, our basic wholesale food costs, that means the at the wholesale level, prices of wheat, corn, oats, and canola oil have been up 48% over the last year. The price at the pump for heating oil, gasoline, natural gas is up 23% on average. A little protein at dinner, meat prices, beef and pork are up 39% higher. Morning cup of coffee even is up 36% since last October. Health insurance premiums are increasing and being announced coast to coast. And whole slate of tax increases, of course, is scheduled to go back into effect in 2011. These are the actual rate of taxes that we used to pay a decade ago that were taken down in the Republican tax cuts. Unfortunately, the only way they could get those passed among Democrats is to agree to sunset them, meaning that they would automatically terminate in 2011, and they so they need to be renewed, and they are, you know, the Democrats don't want to let them be renewed, and so these would just be draconian. We're talking about dividends increasing in tax from 15% to 40%. Talking about the capital gains rate going from 15 to 20%, the alternative minimum tax going from, to affect 8 million people up now up to 26 million people because you know the rate at which the alternative minimum tax takes into account or your income goes down and it, you know, the alternative minimum tax has not been indexed to inflation, so the more people's incomes rises through inflation, which is not a real true increase in income, the more that people get pushed into that bracket where they have to pay the alternative minimum tax.
And, you know, that was sold to the American people. That was just because there was all those millionaires that weren't paying any taxes. Do you realize there are a million, I mean, there are 100 millionaires that don't pay any income taxes? That's why we need the alternative minimum tax. And they put it in, and then there were 400 or 500 millionaires that weren't paying any taxes at all. It was always aimed at the middle class, and this whole idea of taxing the wealthy, never listen to that, because what they're talking about is you.
Yeah, absolutely. It really doesn't take a lot to become a millionaire nowadays. When you talk about housing, during the boom years, California housings were averaging almost $1 million, you know, anywhere from 600,000 to a million. So it just doesn't take a lot of assets to make a millionaire nowadays. And that draconian estate tax will be coming back in unless it is taken away again. It needs to be taken away permanently. You know, when government takes 50% of your estate over $1 million, and the more people, once again, with inflation, that gets pushed over that, just a draconian robbery of assets that where it's not allowed to be passed on to your children. Well, of course, one of the big things has been the foreclosure nightmare in the news. In this week's World Affairs Brief, I'm explaining to people how the MERS systems work. That's the Mortgage Electronic Registration System. And, you know, my research shows that this is absolutely 100% illegal. MERS is based it's a company based out of Reston, Virginia. It's a private company owned completely by leading bank and mortgage processors, the same one that built this mountain of pyramid of mortgage-backed securities. They founded it in 1995 to speed up legal record-keeping of mortgages and the sale of mortgages loans through securitizations. And its main purpose, basically, was to create an electronic registry to keep track of repeated sales of the mortgage loans without having to actually go through the legal requirements of transferring the mortgage ownership. So, in other words, and there's no law that allows for this. Absolutely no law that allows for them to deviate from the state, and these are state law requirements. They'd have to get the law changed in every single state that requires that the buyer show up before a notary, and the notary and the title company guarantee the various amounts owed by various parties and the transfer and the fees and all of that. You can see that you can't do a packaging of mortgages and transfer it and sell it to another person. It's just illegal to do so because you can't. It's so difficult when you buy and sell 1,000 mortgages at a pack to go and get all the people together to do the transfers according to state law. And these things are packaged from various different states. I mean, it would be a nightmare, and that's why they created the system, but they did so without law. And thus, homeowner lawyers and advocacy groups contend that MERS has no right to initiate any foreclosure actions because they have not gone through the process. They don't own the loans. They are certifying to things which they cannot certify. It's not a trivial issue. In fact, title companies are on the hook for millions of dollars for having to certify foreclosed homes in the transfer without actually being able to do a title search and guarantee that the title is not fraudulent. It is fraudulent, in fact, because people have certified to things that they cannot certify. And that's why they tried to get around this by putting this notary bill into Congress, passed by both houses. It was on the way to the president's desk to be signed, and suddenly he got all kinds of threats from state governors and saying, you better not sign that because the whole basis of our fraudulent claims against the banks are based upon that. And so he got cold feet, decided to use a pocket veto, meaning he just didn't sign it and let it expire. But this is just billions of dollars at risk here. Look at Florida's rocket docket. There's one of those states that spends about 30 seconds apiece on foreclosure, just rubber stamping them as fast as they can go through. They're trying to clear this backlog of probably 100,000 foreclosure cases in all of Florida. In the Clearwater, Tampa district alone, there's 33,000. And while with the moratorium on mortgages, they're adding 1,000 cases a month to the list. I mean, this is just incredible. Now, ultimately, what are we going to see? There's certainly a lot of outrage. There's a lot of hope from foreclosure, people with foreclosed homes, that they'll get to walk away with a debt-free home. I don't think that's going to happen either, frankly. We're seeing the big banks are going to probably use the size of the crisis to justify having a government intervention. I'm predicting that they'll basically cut a deal with the government saying, all right, we were wrong, we made a mistake, we'll pay a fine. They'll pay, you know, even up to $200 billion in fines, and the public will say, oh, yeah, that's fair. And they'll walk away with with a slap on the hands, and they'll be able to go along with business as usual.
That's well, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you next week, Joel. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Hope you enjoy our conversation with Joel. If you're interested in his books, and that's A Secure Home, Strategic Relocation, How to Get a Secure Room in your Home, why, all of those books are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. Really, they're some of our best-selling books, ones we carry, and they do help Radio Liberty, and, of course, they help Joel as well. But people need to know how to secure themselves at this time. We have a book, actually, on the secure home. Or what do you do if there's biological, chemical attack here on the United States? How would you secure a room in your home? Have you thought about it? Well, this is a DVD. It's available from Radio Liberty. We'll give you the information. And we're moving into very, very difficult times. This is happening intentionally. There is an effort to destroy our nation. The traitors are here. They're not over in Pakistan, or they're not in Moscow or in Beijing. They're right here at their headquarters at 5080 68th Street in New York City, the Harold Pratt House of the Council on Foreign Relations, a subversive organization, a front group for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 to bring about a world government. And the purpose on the Council on Foreign Relations is to bring about a world government. They tell you, over just a think tank. Read Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Or if you don't want to read the whole thing, get Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Came out in 1972. At that time, David Rockefeller was the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. And now that they outed this secret organization, why, they had to form the Trilateral Commission. Now they have all these articles about the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's just a think tank. It's just advising the government. Ladies and gentlemen, they've opened a branch right down from the White House, and Hillary Clinton goes there and gets her orders on a regular basis. This is Barack Obama gets his orders every day from up until recently from General James Jones. Now it's Thomas Donilon. Both of them come from the Trilateral Commission. And according to General James Jones, he gets his orders every day from Henry Kissinger. If you don't believe it, we can send you the article out of from the Council on Foreign Relations, a talk that General Jones gave in February of this year at a security conference in Munich, where he talked about how they have a chain of command in the Security Council, comes down to Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger from Henry Kissinger. He didn't mention Henry's a Republican and he's supposed to be a Democrat, but the whole system is fraudulent. We got a one-party system with two branches, and they laugh at how stupid the American people are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get the information. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, you can get the DVD, or you can get the special with the book, DVD, and it's all on that cassette tape. You need to hear it several times. You need to understand this demonic forces at work today, because behind all of these